Hey, welcome to The Square and the Round, a podcast featuring myself, Chris Kelly, and B.B. Shea. How are you?
I'm great, man.
How are you? Good. Sorry.
Let's just dive right in.
I did two things I wanted to say to you right off the bat. First, as we were doing this, usually I text you and say, I'm here. I'm in the room.
Yeah.
Today I said, I'm moving into position to you, which is when my wife is ready to be intimate. She texts me and she says, I'm moving into position. And wherever I am, it's like the bat signal.
Yeah, just go up.
That's it.
All right, let's get it done. Start stretching, limber up.
The last time we were here, the World Series had not been set yet. It was like game seven between the Diamond, or game six or seven, between the Diamondbacks and Phillies. And you said the Diamondbacks would win the World Series, and I thought you were going to be right. And now we're taping, and they're looking like
they're going to lose game. They didn't leave a lot to be desired, but there's still a chance.
Yeah. Here's your trivia. This is pretty good. Bruce Bochy, the manager of the Rangers, is one of only three managers ever to take three teams to the World Series.
Really?
Texas this year.
Yeah.
He won three World Series with the Giants
in
2010, 12, and 14. And he was the manager of the Padres in 1998. They played the Yankees and lost.
I didn't even know he was associated with the Padres.
I didn't either.
I didn't even know the Yankees played the Padres in 98.
Well, they did. They killed them. I mean, they crushed them. I mean, the Yankees, that was probably their best year.
The best team ever, maybe.
Either the 27 Yankees or the 98 Yankees.
Yeah, 100%.
They won like 110, 112. I think it was either 98 or 96.
Just unbeatable, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a bunch of nobodies, too.
That's what it takes.
Yeah.
That's what it
takes. I love those teams just full of nobodies.
You can't buy a super team and expect to win. You put together guys that'll do the dirty work.
Exactly.
With a few superstars sprinkled in,
yes.
Jeter, whoever. Now that's why the Yankees aren't as good anymore. They try to, buy their way or whatever. And they get old guys who are slow. It's got to be young.
And then as soon as they put on the pinstripes, they just fall to a shell of themselves. It never fails.
Well, it's a lot of pressure in New York.
Yeah, it is.
And Boston.
It's funny. Pressure. I really didn't appreciate it or understand it till like recent players have been going to different places and killing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, there is really a lot of pressure in New York.
It's the press. New York and Boston, they really care about baseball.
For sure.
I mean, they really care about it. So it's different. It's just different at those places.
Yeah.
Even guys like the good pitcher for the Yankees, it took him a year or two, Cole.
Oh, Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole. Yeah. I mean, he gets there and you think he's going to be lights out, but it's harder. You're under the microscope.
Absolutely. And so forth. He's starting to get it together, though.
I asked you earlier today if you wanted to chronicle the career and life of Matthew Perry, who recently passed away, and you said, that's all you. You know nothing about.
But if you'd like to, I'm more than happy to sit here and listen.
No, I watched 8 hours of Friends the day after he passed. I wore my Central Perk shirt.
Yeah.
I am upset. I have read his book.
Uh-huh.
It hit me like a thunderbolt, even though he had an unhealthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I tried to turn it toward my kid as a don't do drugs moment.
Sure.
And he said, come on, man, bruh, drowned. And I said, he did not drown. It was a cardiac arrest that led to a drowning.
Were there drugs associated? I didn't know. I know he had a drug problem. But
he did, but he'd been clean since like 21.
Okay.
But you read his book,
you
read Matthew Perry's book. Oh, man. He was on 55 Vicodin a day at one point.
What?
Yes. When he started Friends,
do you take time to take 55 Vicodin a day? How do you space that out?
Right. What is that? More than 2 an hour?
Yes. That's like more than two an hour.
Four at a time the whole time you're away.
He can't remember that time in his life.
He says he has forgotten 3 seasons of Friends. Literally forgot them. Literally cannot remember like seasons 3, 4, 5.
Those must have been the seasons I watched.
Well, yeah.
Because I don't remember much about them either.
That was odd. You said you had not seen Friends, except you did watch seasons like 5 and 6, which is really, you can't jump in.
So what happened is I think I watched this was several years ago. I watched an episode on TV and I liked it.
Funny.
Like, oh, this must be when it was good. And then I just started watching season like 4 and 5. Mm. And then I was like, I don't like this at all.
Oh, really? You didn't like Friends?
Yeah, not a big fan.
Oh, you're missing that.
Yeah.
Friends seasons 1 through 6, I find excellent.
Really?
And I don't know what it is about that show. We talked about TV last week. It's not the best show ever made, for sure.
Yeah.
But something about it draws people back to it. You know, it's like when that reunion show came out a couple of years ago, it was just like, people flock to it.
Yeah.
Modern Family is a great show. The Office is a great show. But do people, why is it that, what is the hold Friends has over people?
That I don't know. That I do not understand.
I think I can tell you.
Okay.
I have a theory on it. It's because it's set in when the main characters are 25 years old, they're out of college, but they're not quite settled in their life yet. And everybody goes through that. It's kind of a scary time.
Sure. Yeah.
And you lean on your friends more than your parents at that time. You know, you're with your friends all the time. I think everybody relates
to it. It's kind of a fantasy show if you think about it.
A fantasy show.
Yeah, because there's no way those people doing what they do can afford to live in New York where they live.
Not. But couldn't you say that about a lot of shows?
I mean, sure, but But I mean, the idea of like these 25-year-olds living in New York, you know, messing around, getting into hijinks. Yeah, I can understand how that's fun.
Well, I think what it is people, it doesn't have to be New York, people relate to a time in your life where you're out of college, you're not quite sure about the world yet, but you're trying to make it on your own, and you have a lot of friends that you hang out with.
But I think the fact that they live in New York probably plays a role in that, because they like to throw themselves in that situation like, oh, if I was doing this, then that's what I would be doing.
And you know, they try to explain, unlike some shows, they did try to explain, like, Monica's character has that apartment that's really nice because it's rent control because her grandmother owns it. So she doesn't have to pay much rent. But, you know, it's a real stretch.
Absolutely, yeah. But the fact that that's not,
there's a lot of show. I mean, I watch Sex and the City. Yeah, I do watch Sex and the City, sure. And those ladies, they have apartments that are really nice. I mean, some of the, one of them's a lawyer and one of them kind of married or dated and married into money. But and then one of them's a head of PR, but boy, they have really
well,
nice
that, they probably do live nice lives then.
Those jobs. But the main character, Carrie, she's like, she's a newspaper columnist, but she writes one little column a week at first, and she still has a really nice place. I think it's tough in New York to have that kind of stuff.
Sure. I would rather watch a show where people are struggling to get by and they have to deal with, you know, real world problems like going to the DMV.
Oh, you would
and,
like
you know,
to see
that's
that.
The type of show I want
to
see.
Oh, God. Going to the DMV. Who wants to see a show about going to the DMV?
I would love to see that.
There was a show once, you'll never recall it. It was only on for one season, but I watched it. I don't even remember the name of it. But it was about, there was a guy on Earth who was like trying to do good things for people, but he's like sort of an angel, and the devil was always trying to get at him. I think he actually, he had to go and see the devil every once in a while.
Okay.
And he'd meet the devil at the DMV. That's where the portal to hell was through the DMV.
What was the name of this?
I don't know. It was on either UPN or the WB, and it was very good. No one watched the show except me. And
it sounds familiar, though.
The guy, he was doing, like, to save his soul, he had to do some things for the devil, but it was comedy, so the devil was kind of light and fun.
Yeah.
And he would go to meet the devil, and he would have to go through a portal into hell at the DMV, which was really fitting, wasn't it? I mean, that really makes sense. You want to see a show about the DMV.
I do, yeah.
Oddly.
But do you ever watch, like, Parking Wars or anything like that?
No.
See, that's a good show. It's, like, based in Detroit, and it's about, like, meter maids and stuff getting into fights with people as they give them parking tickets.
No.
That's fun.
I don't.
I love that.
You like reality
that's
television.
That's an everyday situation.
Do you like reality shows?
I love reality shows.
I hate reality shows.
Mm.
I never. In fact, I think the downfall of network television was when, I guess, Survivor came along, which I loved. I loved the first season of it. And it made it all of a sudden so everybody on the cheap started to do reality shows. They didn't do produced shows as much anymore. And now that's really all network television has become.
I mean, have you ever seen Jersey Shore?
No. I will not lower myself to Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, and I don't mean to speak hyperbolically, if that's even a word.
Yes.
Jersey Shore may be the best reality television show ever made.
What put it over the top?
It's just the drama, the personalities, the place where it takes place. It's just, it's amazing,
don't you think? It's all so staged.
No, it's not.
No.
It's all real.
Come on.
It's 100% real.
Jersey Shore?
Yes, it's 100% real.
I've not seen it. You
have. I refuse to believe that it's staged.
You know this show. We used to have, literally the woman worked here with us. Her name's Whitney. She's got a show called...
My Big Fat Fabulous Life?
Yes.
I've seen a couple episodes
of
it. Okay. Yeah.
I watched the first season of it because I literally knew her.
Yeah.
Not well, but I knew her. And, you know, she's really big. She's overweight.
Yeah.
She owns that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they had misadventures and so forth. It was okay. But one time, two examples. One time she was walking in a parking lot here where we live, and somebody drove by. The cameras were on her. She was coming out of like a pet store or something. And somebody drove by and said, "Roll it back into the beach before it drowns." And I thought, that is the most staged thing.
Nobody does that.
Is riding by an overweight person and saying, I thought, that is absolutely staged. Come on.
I've had it happen to me a few times.
Nobody's ever said anything that mean. No.
But.
And recently, I had not seen it in years. Now they're on like season 11. She's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Killing it. Yeah.
We're toiling away here doing this.
Just doing this.
Look at this junk we're doing. She has so much money. It's like in season 11 or 12 now. That last week, I was at home by myself. Nothing was on TV.
Yeah.
And they were running a marathon on whatever channel. I was like, all right, let me zip over there to it. Well, I go over there to it. Now they're in season, you know, 10. It was a recent one. And somehow her father had fathered a love child in Alabama many years ago. So she has like a sister and a niece. I think this is right. I could be wrong.
All right.
But they all, now it's set and they're going to Alabama to visit their relatives and meet them for the first time.
Yeah.
Trashy, trashy, trashy people down there.
My God.
I mean, I hate to say that. I know her.
Yeah.
But I think they play it up like that.
They probably do.
And like at one point she was in a pool, Whitney.
Uh-huh.
And she's overweight. And she's in a pool, and she's got a float around her, like a little kid float. You know, it's a circle. And it's underneath her, like her rib cage. Yeah. And she goes, oh, and she was on the cell phone in the water. She goes, oh, man, I can't get out of this pool. And it's like, this is so staged. Obviously, you can get out of the pool. She had to go over to, like, the chair and, like, pull the chair toward her and somehow get out. And it's like, this is just staged. Who's watching this?
What channel was this? Isn't that on TLC?
That's like TLC. That's the learning channel. TLC.
TLC has turned into like the BET for white trash.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
It should be called WTT, White Trash Television.
Because the only thing on there is that show, Honey Boo Boo, all the shows about little people, you know, people with mental disabilities and stuff.
Is my 600-pound life on there?
Yes, it is. Yeah. All those shows are on TLC.
It's called the learning channel.
Go figure.
You don't learn anything on that show, on that network.
All that you learn is don't be like these people, essentially. Yes, that's all you learn.
Yeah. That's why I don't like. There are some reality shows I'm sure are good. If you tell me Jersey Shore is good, I respect you.
What about Floribama Shore? You ever seen that one?
No.
It was just as good.
I don't watch any of that junk. Yeah. I find that to be junk. I like produced shows.
I'm telling you, dude. If you go down one of your rabbit holes and you start watching Jersey Shore, you will not be disappointed.
You know
the
show? Okay. I tried to watch a show everybody recommended to me, Tiger King.
Yeah.
I thought it was awful.
Really? It was only like one season, though.
I know. I can't stomach that. I watched that, and I'm just like, what is this? I don't care about, like, he was, I mean, it's really out there. You know,
it
of course,
is.
He's taking care of tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that kind of
and
crap.
And it's funny because he hated those animals.
I know.
That was the funny thing about it.
And then he wound up in like the last episode I saw, he was gay, I think.
Yeah,
he was marrying a guy who was like such, you talk about white trash. I mean, as white trash as
he was like 50.
Come.
He was married like a 19-year-old white kid. Yeah,
who was
complete
white trash.
And he was still married. It was a three-way marriage.
Yeah, with a woman or another guy.
No, it was another guy. It was three dudes. They were all married to each other.
It was I just looked at that and I thought, I'm getting dumber by the second watching this. It's like people when they listen to this podcast, like, I'm getting dumber by the second.
But doesn't it make you like, isn't it weird that like stuff like that actually exists?
And
like,
it's a hit.
Outside,
hit.
Yeah, absolutely. Like this stuff is really happening out there.
I look at that and I'm like, how? Yes, it's really happening.
Because
we're
so confined to our own little bubble. And then you see stuff like that and it's like, oh, but I'm like, that's normal for somebody, you know.
How can that be normal for anybody to raise tiger? But I mean, that's what reality shows have done, is find those little quirky people.
Absolutely.
And I think half of them are putting on an act. They're not really that white trashy. My God.
Maybe.
I think this
maybe.
Thing.
Maybe. I don't know.
This thing on Whitney's show is that's just trash. Too trashy. I just read a thing that said what needs to die out in 2024 as we make our way into 2024. And I would say reality television.
I don't know. It's been around for so long. It's been going strong for a while.
How about, it has. I don't think it will die out.
No.
I mean, I think it's cheap to produce.
Sure.
Last week, there was a Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
And one of the women on the show, you ever watch The Bachelor?
Never seen it.
I don't watch that either.
Yeah.
One of the women on the show was so constipated she hadn't taken a dump in 9 days. And she said, here's the tease for it was, and boom. Bachelorette Miley, or whatever her name was, has not defecated in 9 days. And she said, I haven't had poo in 9 days. And so they said, we have to call in a doctor. We have to call in a physician. And the physician says, tomorrow, if you haven't defecated, we have to deliver a poo baby and remove you from the island.
Did they give her a C-section?
I don't know. Exactly. Yeah, really. What are they doing?
Are you going to give me a poo baby?
And by the way, he should have his license revoked.
Did the fact that he said poo baby.
I wouldn't see that doctor. Come on. And so then she left the island. She left because she couldn't
crap.
She didn't take a dump in 10 days. It went to the 10th day. They said, all right.
What's the longest you went without taking a dump? And what was the circumstance?
I'm going to say probably 2 days.
Really?
You know, without, and I think probably, you know, I've done some weight gain and loss. Uh-huh. And I think probably one time when I was starving myself, I probably went a couple of days.
Wow.
And you know, when I was recently at Friday the 13th camp,
yeah,
as you know,
yeah, yeah,
limited toilet there.
Really?
And I think my body is trained well enough now to know it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not, I say, I took a crap. This is great.
Yeah,
by the way,
great,
this is
yes.
wonderful.
Yeah.
It was a Friday morning, and then I did not until like I got home Saturday night. So
okay.
That's what, 36 hours probably.
I went 5 days one time.
How could someone like you go 5 days? Love cheese.
Let me tell you what
love
happened.
Cheese.
I was on a.
This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
Yes, it is.
This is the worst one we've done.
But it's relatable.
Every week I walk out of here and somebody says, "How's this?" I said, I don't know.
Getting worse.
It seems to go downhill every week.
I took a bus trip from North Carolina to Colorado and back, and it was full of people my age, mm-hmm. and I'm very self-conscious about how bad my dumps smell. And so I just held it as long as I could. And then we finally made it to a rest stop somewhere in, like, I don't know, Kansas.
It probably doesn't even exist.
Yeah. Somewhere where there's nobody living, population like six.
I would hope.
Yeah.
They probably all fled the town. It's a ghost town now.
And I just unloaded in there. It was the worst ever.
My God.
I was just like, I can't do it. They're going to judge me. I'm already fat. What else are they going to say?
My God,
yeah.
That's terrible.
It was bad. Worst week of my life.
When you get my age, you remember like the best craps you've ever taken.
Some really
resonate in my mind. One time I was jogging on the beach and I had to go, and yeah. So I found a pier. I had to pay to get on the pier. Went into the, I mean, it had to be the nastiest bathroom in the Southeast.
Yeah,
it's a Myrtle Beach bathroom.
Ooh.
On a pier. And but it was such sweet relief.
Yeah.
I was just like, good God. Even the sea animals, like the seals, were like, rawr, rawr, you know, they yes. knew something.
So speaking of dumping, I have a theory that every port-a-john has to be dumped in before it can be placed for public use.
You do.
When's the last time you've ever seen an empty port-a-john?
Oh, never.
There's always a huge dump in there.
I know.
I feel
awful.
Like the people who lay
awful.
People who drop them off have to dump in them beforehand.
I think you're right to make sure.
Yeah,
that
just
is,
to make sure that it's working.
Regulation.
It's a government regulation. Yeah.
But lately, I tell you what I'm seeing. I went to the barbecue festival
a week
and a half ago, and I went to a Halloween party thrown by an attorney. And both of them, they're high dollar stuff.
Yeah.
Both of them had what were called Taj Mahals. And they are large baths. They were the nicest port-a-johns I've ever, if you can even call them. They had running water. They had sinks. They had
what?
Like a couple of urinals and a couple of stalls. It was unbelievable.
Didn't even know there was a thing. Was it like a trailer?
Yes, it's a trailer.
Okay, I've been in one of those before.
Incredible.
I'm like, dude, I didn't even know this was an option.
Incredible.
Why are we just not learning about these things?
It must be way more expensive. I wonder if they would run port-a-johns out of business because those things are so much nicer. I mean,
yeah.
You would. It's like going to the bathroom better than like a McDonald's.
I mean, 100%.
Really.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Very clean,
yeah.
Running water with the towels, everything.
Yeah.
It was flushable. You know, I don't even know how they do it.
No, they need to start putting those in random places for people to use.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
If they could be paid for.
Absolutely.
That would be really
and
nice.
Maintained,
right.
For
would
sure.
It, would have saved you on that
this
trip to,
oh my gosh,
out to Colorado
man.
Or wherever you went.
Yeah.
How about this? The things that need to disappear in 2024, die out in 2024. Subscription services. There's so many subscription services that they need to start going away. Now we're paying as much for television as we used to because we're all subscribing to these. Because
I really think this whole thing's going to 360 and it's all just going to turn into cable again.
I do too. It'll be one box with all the stuff.
Like here it is, and you're going to pay $130 a month for it all.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm probably paying that now.
Probably
because 100%. They $10 and $20 you to death.
Yeah.
And suddenly I've got. And it's my daughter watches Netflix all the time. I watch HBO Max all the time. We have YouTube TV.
Yep.
My son watches Hulu.
Yep.
It's like we've got them all, and I'm paying as much as
I was.
Before.
Yeah, because with YouTube TV, you got Sunday Ticket.
Yeah, I got Sunday.
Okay, so that's bling, blam, blam, blam. Yeah, that's $140 easy.
Right.
Yeah,
because I did get the Sunday ticket, and I love it.
I did too.
God, I love.
Man,
the Sunday
let me
ticket.
Tell you, there's life before and life after.
Yeah.
If you're a football fan and you do not have Sunday tickets,
love
you
Sunday.
Are doing it wrong.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I get my pick of games. I watch Red Zone when my team's not playing.
Yeah.
I'm a Broncos fan. I watch even their crappy team. I'll watch them. I saw them beat the Chiefs
good
recently.
Good win for you guys. Yeah.
Did you see about? Let me give you this stat. This is college football now. All right. Now, this will change by the time this drops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But through a few games of the season, have you heard about Georgia Tech this year?
No.
Okay. Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets, have only won their even-numbered games. They won game 2, 4, 6, and 8. They lost games 1, 3, 5, and 7.
Okay? Interesting.
Yes. Game 10 is against Clemson. Game 12 is against Georgia, so that will not continue.
Yeah.
They've played three ranked teams. All have been ranked number 17 in the AP poll. Ole Miss, North Carolina, and Miami, all of them ranked number 17. They're 2-1 against those teams. The two wins over the ranked teams are the most of any team in the state of Georgia. Georgia has not beaten two ranked teams yet this year. The Bulldogs have not.
Okay.
All right. Their last four games, lost by 11 to Bowling Green, beat Miami, who was number 17, 15-point loss to Boston College, beat number 17 North Carolina. The win over Miami was so absurd because that was the game where if Miami had taken a knee, that was it.
Yes.
Now, this is the really interesting part. In the quarters against North Carolina, they had 0 points in the first and third quarter, 24 in the second, 22 in the third to score, or 22 in the fourth to score 46 points. They've scored 254 points this year. They've allowed 254 points this year. They've scored 33 touchdowns. They've allowed 33 touchdowns. Is that incredible or
what?
That
is a wild stat line right there.
They have averaged 31.8 points a game. They have given up 31.8 points a game. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
There's never been a stat line like it. And in two of their losses, they trailed by more than 15 points.
Yeah.
Excuse me, in two of their wins, they've trailed by more than 15 points. In two of their losses, they've led by more than 15 points. That's Georgia Tech in a nutshell. Is that crazy?
And you know what's funny is they've beaten good teams.
And lost to bad
ones. Yes, lost to bad ones.
I know. It's unbelievable. Everybody's looking at this like, what's going on with Georgia Tech?
That's
this
a very interesting, because they're not very a football weird. School.
They
haven't
really
been a football school.
No. Well, now there's a time before your time that there's a guy named Bobby Ross who coached in the NFL who had him up in the top five. In fact, they won the national championship in 1990.
Georgia Tech did.
Yeah. They split it with Colorado.
I did not. Wow.
They split it with Colorado. At that time, you could just have, because all it was at that time was just like, we're voting on the national champ. The coach's poll gave it to one of them. The writer's poll gave it to the other. But Georgia Tech split it. And do you know, by the way, one quick thing in that, and I don't know if you've ever seen this, pretty famous. Colorado that year, they beat Nebraska, but they were down there at the 1 yard line. And they were given an extra down by accident. Everybody kind of got lost in the shuffle.
I heard about that.
It was the fifth down play, and they ran it in. Because on fourth down, they spiked it to stop the clock.
Yeah.
Everybody thought it was third, and they re-racked quickly, and they won the game.
Do you like the playoff in college football?
I do. I like it at just four teams. What do you think?
I think eight would be a good number.
Here's what I like about four. Well, for years and years, I screamed, give me a playoff, give me a playoff, give me a playoff. Now I'm like, what happened to the bowl games? What happened to the bowl games?
You know,
now the bowl games mean nothing.
They don't mean anything.
They skip them.
Yeah.
Now, when I was young, the New Year's Day,
yeah.
the Orange Bowl, the Rose Bowl, it was unbelievable. But I do like having a national champion.
I do, too, because there's always that speculation of
who
was really the best team.
Yeah.
Here, which there is still a little bit.
Yeah.
That's why I think going up to eight is going to solidify those eight teams.
My problem with eight is, every year at the end of the season, Michigan plays Ohio State, and it means the world. Now, one of them will be a 2 seed, one will be a 7.
Yeah.
You know, it's like whoever loses, it doesn't matter. You know,
well,
especially with 12.
Sure.
With 12, like Michigan and play Ohio State this year, the loser probably will get knocked out.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal. That game is enormous. And there are other games like that, you know, late in the season. It's a huge thing. When you go to 12 teams, you know, Michigan's going to be in, Ohio State's going to be in. We know that.
Because I think when you go to eight, because with four, I feel like there are teams like UCF, right, that went undefeated those couple of years that maybe should have made it in and put them in just to see what happens. I feel like when you get to eight, you can get the right eight teams.
But I think 12's too many.
I think 12's too many, too. I think eight is the way to go.
Eight's a good number.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But I do like something about four because of those rivalries late in the season.
You're right.
The regular season really means something. You know, to me, I like that. All right, should this be phased out in 2024? Social media challenges that wind up breaking the law, hurting yourself, hurting other people. You seem to be a man who would be into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you like those. You know, drinking a gallon of milk without throwing
slapping
up.
Slapping each other with tortilla.
We've done that.
Yes, we have.
We slapped each other with tortillas.
But yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's fun to talk about and it's fun to do. No, let people have fun.
I hate
as long as they're not breaking the law.
Well, now that, yeah, because now the latest one is like go knock on a door and just walk into somebody's house.
Yeah, exactly.
You've heard of that?
Or like hotwire a Kia.
I mean, if you want to do it to yourself, I guess. But my God, sometimes people are so stupid. Like people set themselves on fire in showers and stuff.
See,
like,
that stuff I don't mind. So natural selection.
If
you want to eat the Tide Pod, eat the Tide Pod. That's not going to upset me at all.
Well, I used to agree with that, but now my knucklehead son might do something like that. And
I don't
gotta
know.
Protect
I think
him.
He's smarter than that.
He is. He's smarter
than that.
He is smarter than that. Yeah. But somebody's knucklehead son will eat the Tide Pod.
That's why I'm like, if they want to do it, do it.
So stupid.
But, Tide Pods look good.
They look great.
They look like candy. They should make candy shaped like a Tide Pod.
I don't know. That might really cause a lot of confusion.
Sell them in different parts of the store.
Yeah, but if you leave it out on your counter, if you leave a Tide Pod out to do... And somebody eats it, you've got trouble. They probably stay away from that.
I don't know. That's the next venture.
How about tipping for every little thing?
Get rid of that. I'm so sick of tipping for everything.
I'm hearing that now they try every little way they can to get you to tip.
100%.
I think that is true.
Especially on like a food truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not tipping you on a food truck. If I'm going to pick up my food, I'm not tipping you.
Yeah, if I'm walking through a burrito line, I'm not giving you a tip.
Unless I sit down and you serve me, that's the only way you're getting a tip.
I agree with
that. And then it's still kind of, I don't know, it's weird. It's the built-in tips, too.
You don't like
if it's like, okay, you pay this much. If it's a tip, if it's a party of eight or more, we're already going to take the tip out. I'm like, well, you're kind of screwing yourself there.
You know what they do, too, now, of course, is when you pay at a counter or if they bring the screen to you, it'll say, 15, 20, 25. You really have to go to trouble to tip less than 15%.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
It's become a lot of tipping. But, I mean, again, I think the waiters and waitresses probably should make a living wage as well instead of being tipped.
But, that's why when I go to a restaurant and I sit down and somebody waits on me, I typically tip them a lot more.
Me too.
Like, I'll tip them $10 to $15 if somebody serves me. But, like, a walkthrough line,
nothing.
No.
I don't give anything to the walkthrough line.
Absolutely not.
I give, of course, when the waiter comes over, I'm tipping him a lot.
Yeah.
20%. Sure. Give him a good tip. But, when I'm walking through the line myself, what are you doing to earn
that
tip?
I'm doing it. That's like the other night I went to the grocery store, and I went to the self-checkout, and I'm like, why did I do that? Every time I go to the self-checkout, I'm ashamed of myself.
Because you want somebody else
to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, nevertheless, I'll go to the actual line, and then I'll have to bag my own groceries because there's nobody there.
Well, there's no staff anywhere.
Yeah, no. It's ridiculous.
It is unfortunate. I wish stores would go back to pay. Listen, I made this argument recently.
Yeah.
I feel like Walmart and Costco, whoever, Walmart, should hire more people, pay them a decent wage so you get really good quality help in the train them.
Yes.
And then the folks in the at the very and don't raise the prices. What you're going to do is lose a little bit. I mean, Walmart made so much money. Lose a 1% of that, 2% of that. Pay the employees more, a decent wage. Same at like McDonald's or wherever,
Yeah.
Yes, I believe in the American dream and you can make a lot of money. That's great. But let's come take a little off the top.
Yeah.
Pay these people a decent wage so you get a good quality worker in there, train them, and then the employee has a good experience and the customer has a good experience.
Absolutely.
I know that's liberal, but
no,
I'm for
but
it.
No, I agree with you because when you don't pay people enough, you get crappy service.
Yes.
The other way to combat crappy service is to pay people more money.
Because nobody wants a job
and that's how it
nothing.
Is. Absolutely. Why should I be excited to go in and get be happy about $10 an hour flipping burgers?
Of course not.
Yeah,
so you're going to get that kind of employee.
If you were paying me a little bit more, I'd probably be more apt to be happy.
$20 a burger.
Yeah.
And people say, well, then you got to raise prices. No.
Not necessarily.
Just take away from the CEO, instead of making $20 million a year, makes $16 million a year.
I would go to Burger King more if I didn't hate the people who work there. Like, that's how it is. Honest to God. Like, if we could stand, if every time I went to the drive-thru, I didn't have to pull ahead, I'd probably go there
more.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Burger King in a long time.
The same. The customer service there is terrible.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but, I mean, pay the people more.
But
I agree.
Then again,
you.
I think Chick-fil-A's, their customer service is a little over the top.
Oh, that's right. You said that. They're too friendly.
They're too friendly.
Did you say the same about Trader Joe's?
I haven't been to Trader Joe's in a long time.
Trader Joe's, they are. People say it's a cult because when you go in there, I mean, I've read they're trained to flirt with you. When I go in, and this is a place where they have, for every I'm in there, there's somebody on every aisle ready to help me, and they're always manning. There's no self checkout, But they will say to me, like, hey, what you been doing today? What are you doing later today? And it makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
But it's over the top.
It's nice to be talked to because I went to a drive-thru earlier today and nobody says anything.
No.
They just open the window.
Mm-hmm, they don't know.
And then they just hand it to you
It's like the quality of work there. Many places. It's just terrible.
I went to KFC earlier and I get to the line and the woman goes, welcome back.
Okay.
I'm like, interesting. Hadn't been here in a long time.
Did you hear the... I just saw this. The sandwich, the McCrispy for McDonald's, they changed it. You know the sandwich? It's a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
It used to be called the Crispy Chicken Sandwich.
Okay, now it's called a McCrispy.
It's called a McCrispy. They changed the name of it about a year and a half ago, and sales soared. And I think it's because we're too dumb to say anything more than three syllables.
Because it's easier to say
McCrispy. Because it's easier to say. Oh, McCrispy.
I've noticed that because... People won't order a double cheeseburger anymore. They'll order a McDouble. I always order a double cheeseburger.
There it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you put the word Mick in front of
exactly.
something, and the sales go way up. The little
that is interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I just read it, and now it's become part of their major. Like they think of that like the Big Mac, the Quarter Pounder, and the McCrispy. Those are the staples now for lunch and dinner. Which I didn't know. I didn't know it was having such success.
But the Quarter Pounder, though, I mean, that's always been a mouthful.
It is.
Double Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Yeah.
But you can't beat it.
Rolls right off the tongue. Is that your favorite McDonald's sandwich?
I've never had a double Quarter Pounder. Actually, I'm taking that back. No, my favorite is the double cheeseburger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over the Quarter Pounder?
Yes, because the double Quarter Pounder is too much.
How about just the regular Quarter Pounder?
That's fine, yes.
But you like the double cheeseburger better?
I do. It's perfect.
How about the Big Mac?
Big Mac's okay. It's not my go-to. I don't mind a Big Mac. If it's on like a 2-for-$6 deal, I'll get it, but double cheeseburger is where it's at.
I love the Big Mac, but I prefer the Quarter Pounder or the double Quarter. The double Quarter Pounder. Now, when I was at my heavies, I'd take a double Quarter.
Yeah,
I would do
boy.
That, man. I would, oh, golly. That's good meat.
What do you miss the most? What kind of food do you miss eating the most?
Well, pizza
really?
And Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I don't eat Chick-fil-A or pizza anymore.
Damn.
And I mean, deep fried, I don't do anymore.
It's a bummer, man.
It is a bummer. But I have read that deep fried, man, you might as well just be smoking cigarettes. It's terrible for you. But
I had some chips from different countries.
Yeah.
And there was a cucumber chip that I had. It was absolutely incredible.
You like that?
I want to get you to try it.
Where did you buy that?
At a coffee shop.
Yeah.
They had like there was stuff from China and Italy and stuff like that.
Cucumber chips.
Yeah.
You should try for your other podcast, your food sampling podcast. I recently tried Dots pretzels. You ever had those?
I've heard of them. Never had them. That's a
way
rich
better than expected. They have cinnamon sugar, honey mustard, original, and a couple more.
Yeah,
and it's a good. It's
that's
good
a high class pretzel, bro.
It's a good product.
Yeah,
it is high class.
It's high class pretzel.
That's a pretty high class pretzel.
I'll splurge. I'm gonna treat myself
right,
one of these
you should.
Days.
Didn't you spend like $20 on a pint of ice cream one point?
I spent
$100.
$120 on cookies one time.
That was it.
Yeah.
$120.
Best cookies I ever had.
And how many cookies
12
you
cookies. $10 a cookie.
I don't believe they're the best cookies. I believe you have to say that.
No.
You have to say that or else I'll judge you. You know that.
We'll order them again. We'll get them again. I'll let you try them.
I can't have it.
They are phenomenal.
I can't have it. Oh, you almost said fan-freaking-tastic. Wow. You should end there. Do you have an overrated, underrated, or do we even need to do it today?
Yeah, if you want to talk about it. What do you think about? I had a weird experience last week. We talked about things that I'm over. I'm done doing movie recommendations.
Yes. Now and TV shows.
Yes.
Yes.
I am done taking pictures for people.
Oh, I agree.
I think that is most because I was at a Halloween party this past weekend. I went as the bomb from Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
What a
contrarian costume.
Yeah.
The bomb from Oppenheimer.
Just big.
Just blew up.
So So a bunch of people that I was with like, hey, take a picture of us. Like, cool. So I take the picture. Take a couple. And then I'm like, here you go, man. He goes, oh, awesome. And I walk outside, and then I look back inside. They're taking another picture.
Oh, because it went
of course.
Didn't like
yours. I get so self-conscious about that.
I don't.
I'm done taking pictures for people, I'm done. I'm kind of over selfies, too.
I'm done with pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, why do we have to take a picture of everything?
I don't know.
It's enough. I mean, used to be before phones, you know, I would, or before digital cameras, I'd go 6 months and not have my picture taken. Now it's. Everybody's like, picture. Why?
Because I don't know about you, but my first instinct when I do something isn't this.
No.
But I know a lot of people, and, you know, that's fine. Do what you got to do. But, like, their first instinct is to take a picture of something.
Oh, a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Well, whether they say pictures or video or it didn't happen.
Absolutely,
my mother spent her whole life, if a camera came out, she'd go, oh, God, don't take my picture.
My grandma was the same way.
But look how we turned.
Absolutely.
Now it's, look at me. Let me get my lips out. Don't get me started on that. I'll be the two-hump grump if I start doing that. And I can't do that today. We have to end this on a positive note. We'll do your fan-freaking-tastic and
absolutely,
be done with your
absolutely.
Cookies.
Yeah.
I, Maybe you should buy those cookies.
We're gonna get those cookies for you.
I'm not gonna pay for it, but I'll take.
We're gonna pay for. Will you try them if we get them?
Yes,
again?
Yes.
You got to try all 12.
I'll get all 12.
Yes.
Jeez.
You got to try all 12 of them.
Man, when I get to the after the holidays.
After the holidays.
Jeez. Whew, that's gonna be tough.
Oh, man.
All right, another square in the round. It's the worst one. There's no doubt. It's the worst. Everything from crapping to cookies.
Crapping the cookies.
Yeah, that's what you should call this episode. From
crap to cookies.
From crap to cookies. Because that's literally what it is. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week at the Square of the Round.